Initializing podcast in three. Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Rod, but I'm only one half of the host here. We have the entire Morrow crew together.
We do. Ooh, ooh, I'm here.
Karen is in the house as well. How are you doing?
I am doing good today.
All right. And we have guests. Because we wouldn't be doing this show without the guests. Honestly, it'd be a little weird. We have Keith and Hamden. What's up, y'all?
I kind of want to, as an experiment, hear the show without us. Just to be like, okay, that's how you feel. Okay.
That's what they really thought.
It's just us being like, so what did you think about this guest? Was there an asshole in that long silence? Okay, I guess not.
I'm checking on this week, like wondering if I feel a different vibe or it's just what's happening right now. There was a lot of "Hey, baby," with Karen, which I understand is usual, but I felt like there's a slight elevation of it today. I'm wondering if you're having an especially good day.
I am.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. It's like, hey, Karen, you seem happy. Why?
Explain yourself.
Yeah. I'm above your regular happy.
I'm having a pretty good day. I went to the doctor today and
excellent.
Right? That's all we need. We're all happy when we go to the doctor.
Yes. I went to the doctor today. They ran some tests and they sent the results back. So I'm looking forward to the results. But the thing is, what do you call it? EKG? Is that what you call it?
They did an EKG.
Yeah, EKG. Some kind of test they ran. And it was, well, for my practice.
What's wrong, baby?
I'm like a kid when they hook me up to shit. So she came with like this machine with like all these stickers. So she kind of stuck this shit all over me. And she like had these wires hooked up to me like I was a battery. And hooked it up to the computer. And I thought she was going to like jump me, like send an electrical shock through my body. But she was like, no, I'm just trying to be sure that everything is functioning with your heart. I was like, oh, okay. So that was a cool experience. That was actually fun, as wild as that may sound.
Are you nervous about something or it's a checkup?
Fine. A checkup. Went in for my annual.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so, you know, great day. Everybody loves going to the doctor, your annual, you know.
Who has a bigger positive attitude, Rod, than your wife? Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to the results.
Yeah. Woo.
We're going to make dinner and candles, and it's going to be fun.
I'm sweating just hearing you talk about it, and I think I'm a pretty positive person, but wow, looking forward to the results I've never heard before, so I love it. All right, here we go. Yes.
All right.
By the way, may I say before we begin, happy Juneteenth.
Oh, yeah, yay. Yeah. Thank you. I think this is the day that everyone's getting off.
Yeah.
But
it was already scheduled, though, even before the government said anything. So,
yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, I was listening to you on Diamond Dogs, and you and Craig wishing each other happy Juneteenth, and how would you observe it?
Yes, and I knowing how to respond.
Well, my thing was, how do people observe MLK Day? Right, like you buy mattresses.
How do people observe Veterans Day?
Mattress car deals.
Yeah, this is what America has to offer:
discounts,
a day off,
buy more shit,
a day off, and some sales. This is it.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody. I said, that's when it's official. I say, it's not official until we get the buy one, get one half off mattress sale.
That's when you know you count.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's when you know you're an official holiday.
Buy one, get one free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Like that's the deal. I don't know. Like, I know it's early, so you know we got to go through the growing pains of everyone making the obvious point. But I feel like that's what social media is now.
Yes,
everyone makes the obvious point about every holiday, and I'm right. Like, but what about the obvious point of the day off? That's
okay.
That's the part I like.
I'm like, I'm looking at them like I must be old because I don't give a fuck what we celebrating. Are you paying me to stay at home? Good. Are you gonna come in? You gonna give them that day out, that day back? No. But then why are you complaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also the well, this is a new holiday, so you know, and we're. when we first started, we didn't take holidays off. And then now we're trying to like think ahead. Oh, there's a holiday coming, so we're going to take off. This is so new that we actually do forget that it's a bank holiday. Then we're working. The banks are off. The post office. Right. It just becomes a giant inconvenience. Yes, because I don't know to take it off. But like, should we take it off?
Yeah, I think so. Hell yeah. Any day Americans can get off, just take that shit. Yeah. Don't worry about what it's celebrating. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I take, honestly, if I lived in Virginia when they were getting Confederate Day off, I'd just take it off.
Oh, me too.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't fuck with the Confederates, but I will
I'm
be
not at
home.
Work. I'm going to cook out and just still fuck them.
Yeah. That would be
pass the chicken.
It would be an incredible argument. Like, hey, you're into this? Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Juneteenth.
Right, we didn't think you'd take the day off. Well, you were wrong.
You were wrong. I'm not showing up to work.
When Juneteenth finally became a thing, or you know, all of a sudden, you know, it surprised everybody. You know, we're all acting like we knew, but sure. Was there pushback about it? Like, it's only going to separate us further? Because that's real racism. If you're thinking I'd rather not have it and give up a day off.
The main pushback I saw was from Black people who were like, but now white people are going to get a day off with us or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like,
that's part of it.
Yeah. I'm like, come, you know, that's the deal. That's the trade off. Mm-hmm. Do you want the day off or not? There's no holidays in America where only one group gets it off. Right. It's either we all don't go to work or you better use your own PTO time. That's it.
Right.
So
should we celebrate Juneteenth by telling secrets? Like, hey, you might not know this, but
I think you should celebrate Juneteenth by, if you are holding any people as slaves, you should free them.
Okay.
You know,
it's time to say something.
Let them know they're free.
Yeah. I think that's the least you can do is
on Juneteenth. Be like, you know what? This is a reminder that you are free.
My favorite part about
all
jails
this stuff, are busy today, then.
Yeah. Everyone at prison gets like a day off. The thing that's the most interesting about Juneteenth is that it feels like we are only observing it because George Floyd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Like, it just feels like everyone was scrambling to do something nice after watching that. And we, you know, there's nothing you really can do to fix what everyone saw. Mm-mm. You can't bring this man back. It's going to take a few years for the trial and the verdict and all that stuff. So it was like, what can we do in the immediacy of it? And it was like, banks were like, we can give out loans to Black people, businesses. We can like hire some Black people and give them jobs. And the government, y'all want Juneteenth off? What y'all think about that? So it is what it is. Take it while you can get it, is what I say.
Yes, take it while you can get it and enjoy the ice cream. I was kind of upset that people complained and they got the Walmart ice cream taken away because I actually wanted to try the Freedom ice cream, but apparently I can't.
Yeah, that was Juneteenth ice cream at Walmart.
What is it? Is it red, white, and blue? Is it chocolate?
It was red velvet cake with something else ice cream. It was immediately
taken off.
It was red velvet cheesecake ice cream. It was immediately taken off the shelf.
They was like, no.
People said,
I think they complained more that it was great value than anything else. It was like, not the cheap ice cream.
Mm. Yeah.
So how about that?
USA. I actually wanted some. I was like, now I can't get Freedom ice cream. Let's go. Why else are we here?
Let's go, capitalism. Let's fucking go.
That's
already.
What I say. Let's go.
That's my question next is, did Hallmark pick up on this holiday? Can we get cards for Judy?
I'm like, sure they already been.
Who's
writing those?
Yeah, well, see, Hallmark.
Congratulations.
Hallmark has a thing where they already have a line of cards called like mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the mahogany cards, you already are getting a deal for Black
really
people.
Nice.
It's for Black people only. It's like Black. It's like Father's Day, but all the people on the card are Black. Mm-hmm. Or Christmas, but it's all Black families. So there's already this thing that exists. So I feel like they probably got a Juneteenth card. I wouldn't be shocked if they were before George Floyd.
Probably was.
I'm going to take a look because that's interesting. And originally, earlier on, Keith was right. Like when Juneteenth was first mentioned, everyone was like, and of course, that's the day
Texas, duh.
Yeah. Like two weeks later, like everyone's just saying these words. And I'm like, holy shit, should I have known this already? No. Like, was I not paying attention? And it was people new to the country. Yeah. It was people who I've known for a long time, just on social media. It was like, and obviously today's Juneteenth. And if you're not celebrating, finally, or not doing this, yeah, or not doing that, then yeah. And it's like, oh, we're giving everybody the day off. And I'm like, have we just been ignoring this day that's been on my calendar without realizing it?
I had no idea. Because it was one of those things where I didn't actually learn about it till I was a full-fledged adult. Roderick's mama, because his family's like pro-Bacchety Black, they was like, you're going to learn about all this Blackness. Mm-hmm. So she took me to like a Juneteenth celebration a few years ago that they had here in Charlotte. That's how I even learned, like, not trying funny, about the holiday, that it existed. Because unless you are somewhere, stay somewhere where they actually do heavy celebration on it, there's no way you would know. Yeah, this is a tradition.
They don't teach it in schools. So you wouldn't learn about it in school. I learned about it from my parents, and then I went to a HBCU, and then, you know, just like hearing about it through the internet, like a lot of people. And then the other part that's weird is like the celebration or whatever is a very Black celebration. But, you know, once more people learn about it, it's going to become an American thing. Like,
right.
There's no way to keep it only Black. So the more people that learn about it, the more, quote unquote, American and for everybody it's going to end up becoming. But I think you just acknowledge where it comes from and take the day off. Like, it's not that complicated to me.
Derek Chauvin.
Thank you for being here.
Derek Chauvin is acting like he knew the whole time and he was a James Bond villain. He's like, it's going to be horrible what I do, it seems. Yeah. But it's so that the whole world learns.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. That's what he said in prison now.
I never thought of you know, growing up learning about like here slavery and then the slaves were freed, quote unquote,
right?
And I never thought, how do you just free slaves? Like, I just thought, and then they were free, so now everybody's free. Like, I didn't, it took me a while, because it's like, okay, you're free, but like,
and it's now what?
Like, before, what is free even?
It's before, right, what is free?
It's before radio, it's before TV. It's before it's
telegrams.
A lot of motherfuckers couldn't even read. Slaves aren't allowed to read. Like,
couldn't write.
Like, it was basically the honor system of like, hey, these people who've been enslaving all these people, I'm sure they'll do the honorable thing and just let everybody go after they learn about it.
That's what I didn't think about. Go where? We're letting you go. Okay.
Right.
Where? Yeah. Like, yeah. This
now
is hundreds of years. So all I've been trained for is to be your slave. Correct. Now, to be free, honestly, the only thing you can do is pay me for the same shit I'm qualified for.
Yep. Right.
And still let me live in your quote unquote house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's like, that sharecropping and all that stuff came from. And a lot of people fail to realize the way we treat homeless people stems from slavery, because guess what? Homeless people can't go nowhere, so they're penalizing being homeless. So like you say, when they say go free, then they started penalizing people from having nowhere to go, having nowhere to stay, having nowhere to live. So they start locking you up.
Yeah, they put you in workers' prisons and stuff.
Yes.
The thing is, the wildest part.
This is horrible news. There should be 2 days off.
I agree.
I would take that.
Take Saturday
and Monday.
There
should be 2 years off, because that's how long it took you to get the message out.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on. That's
years.
How long it took you to get the message out.
I think the wildest part about it to me is, so that was 8 years of Reconstruction, right? That's when they actually were doing like programs and stuff to help the Black people out in the South. And Black people were becoming like politicians, like
running whole
cities. They were winning elected office because they were able to vote and all this stuff. And then like 8 years out of that, and America was like, that's enough, right? Yeah. Like, we should probably not let them do that. And then it just all went to shit. So Juneteenth, yay! Great holiday. All right, let's start the show, everyone.
Freedom.
Last week on Keith and the Girls, where we talk about the things that happened in the last week. Karen, I got to ask, do you have a title so you can see the names of the guests so you can read them?
Yes.
All right, cool. Just want to make sure. Because first, I have to talk about our sponsor. That's right. We're sponsored again this week. Brand new sponsor. Didn't get a lot of signups from Manscaped. That's fine.
you don't say.
This episode is brought to you by 1-900-Flowers.
You got to pay just the order.
If you want to get a gift for your loved one and also get off over the phone, 1-900-Flowers delivers the freshest bouquets and gifts to the people that matter to you, all while promising to bring you the climax as you order. Our sexy operators are standing by to make sure you're satisfied 1 minute at a time. For only $10, for only $10 for the first 5 minutes of your order, and $1.89 per minute each additional minute of your order, you can share your love with us and your loved one. Call 1-900-Flowers and use code last week to get an additional 3 minutes of customer service, if you know what I'm saying. The 1-900-Flowers code last week, that's what you want to use. Operators are standing by to deliver your package.
Oh my God.
Standing by, they're laying by.
Mm-hmm. They're laying by, they're doing a lot of stuff by. Okay.
What kind of flower?
Tulips.
Whoa, don't give it away for free. Okay. All right.
Somebody might actually use that code.
The first episode of the week, Karen, can you give us the title and the guest?
Yes. Don't Jump Around with Rod Morrow, or as I call him, Roderick Morrow.
Wow. Extra credit on that one.
Yes.
Did she get it right?
Yes, because I always call you by your full name. And it's weird because Roderick's daddy's name is Rod D. He has a brother named Rodney, and his name is Roderick. As growing up in a house with three men, if you say Rod, everybody turns around and looks at you. Like, that's what people fail to realize. So I always call them specifically by their names so that everybody knows who I'm talking to. And when they talk to each other, they still call each other Rod. So that's what I say. People go, people ask me all the time, why do you call him by his full name? That's why. Just out of habit of going, I want y'all to know which Rod I'm talking about.
Well, I feel like, in all fairness, I feel like all girlfriends, wives, all that stuff, call the dude by his full name. I feel like that's something I've noticed. It's like I don't know what it means, but it happens. Like
ownership.
If you know Keith is K-Dog or Xerxes is X-Man, it's almost like they're like, I'm not playing that bullshit. Your name is Xerxes. And I know you're your government name. I don't know, care what they call you in the streets. I don't know. Anyway, for this episode, perfect episode, no notes.
Was this guy an asshole? Let's get right to it.
What was the poll?
Was he an asshole? I mean, I'm asking.
The poll was, have you ever had sex in a car? This came from the story about somebody, a woman was awarded $5.2 million against Geico for contracting HPV in a Geico-insured car. Have you ever had sex in a car? 74% of our audience has had intercourse or sex in a car.
Good on you.
Yeah, of course. It's not comfortable. I'm old. I'm like, now the knees and shit can't take
But
care.
We were having sex in a car when we were young. That's not even...
Where are you gonna
That's
have
not
sex?
An excuse. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible sex because it's a car.
Like, yes.
Cars are not really designed for comfortable sex.
No, it's not. Now, I refuse.
Well, the thing I have to ask is, y'all are in New York. Now, I know, Keith, you spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania and stuff, but you weren't having a lot of sex then. Have y'all had sex in the car? Would it be not a car city? Should it be like sex on the train, or how's that work?
Well, I grew up with a car and the train. So we did have a car. We were a little further out. I think when people think of New York City, I was in the borough, so I was in New York City. But I was at the end of the train line, and there's a little more Queens after that. So if you live past that, you have to have a car, or you're riding a lot of buses, then the train. My parents were, I think because we came from somewhere else, they had a car.
And a civilian doesn't insure the subway system. So I wanted to focus on cars.
Oh yeah. No, I'm just asking y'all a different question in the poll.
Sure.
Now, yeah, I wouldn't mess up your science. Come on, baby.
Speaking of car fucking, were you guys into automatic or manual?
Honestly, it was a stick shift, if you know what I'm saying. Hello. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Car fucking is it's not ideal. I feel like something happened. You know what I mean? Either y'all were both extremely horny, or you just don't have better places to have sex.
Like, yeah, you're still living with your parents.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Now, nope.
Also noticed Keith left in a flub to start the show.
Yeah,
like he didn't edit it out. Why is that? Because you just got to keep it real.
No, I knew that you were going to be the one summing up that show, and since you might mention it, I might as well just keep it in.
All right. Yeah. The other thing I like to say, too, is we had a live audience this episode, and they were all in the background, and it was fun talking with them and a little bit of that conversation after the show. We talked to them, and it didn't make the air, so people were like, Rod, why didn't you tell him that you wore an N95 mask and the guy was sick in your office and you didn't even catch COVID? And I was like, I did, but it just didn't air, y'all. So I covered the bases. Don't, she knows. The mask protects yourself and others, and we understand, all right?
And also, so those people who were backstage, they got backstage tickets for Silent Trailers, and we decided to throw a bonus backstage for a regular show. We're going to be doing that again for this Silent Trailers. So if you're buying Silent Trailers backstage tickets, you'll also get tickets to the backstage of the next recording, which is that Monday.
And I love just getting emailed a ticket to Silent Trailers.
Yes. That was so convenient. I was like, oh, yay. Yeah. I don't have to remember.
That's awesome. Shout out to Xerxes. This was his idea and his trigger pulling. He's got to, you know, make that happen on the back end. And we were all a little bit nervous, like, is this going to be, you know, too much of a surprise? Then people are confused and whatever. But we've been getting only good responses from it. So
more people would come because they were like, OK, I don't have to do anything extra. A lot of people forget it or they forget that they have access to it. But with it being like almost like a push, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Cool. Let's do that again.
Let's go to the next episode. Karen, the title.
Oh, let me scroll up. Imposter Syndrome with Zach Sherwin.
Yes.
He was on our show.
He was on our show last week. Mm-hmm. He's making the rounds. Shout out to Mike Kaplan. He's basically his best friend and PR person because he emailed us like, you know, who would be great guests on your show? And I was like, no, tell me. He's like, Zach Sherwin. And I said, you know what? I like him. Like, you know where I heard him first? Keith and the Girl when he was MC Mr. Napkins. Mm-hmm. So was he an asshole?
Yes.
I figured. I fucking knew it. He was too cool on our show.
He was had us spelling words and shit, trying to trick y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should have had us spelling words because Keith misspelled the title for this episode.
How did you spell it?
ER instead of OR. Imposter.
Oh, man.
You know, never go ER. We learned that.
I do love this guy. Why was it so long between guest appearances?
Life.
I think in general, he moved to LA. So, you know, before the pandemic, unless you lived here or were visiting, so it was a little difficult to schedule. But now we can get all those guys. So, yeah, nothing major. Or maybe we were just pissed. No, you're MC Mr. Napkins or you're nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Don't make me look like what you cross
with. Yeah. We gave a CATCA award to MC Mr. Napkins. So fuck this.
Yeah. We respect pronouns. We respect gender change. We respect changing your name. But what we don't respect is people that disrespect the hip hop game.
Keeping it real, you know.
Yeah. I love the conversation y'all started off with this because I do feel this way all the time. Like, all adult jobs are just scams, right?
Yes.
It's all so us funny. Just pretending that we're not the children we are inside.
Don't nobody know what the hell they doing.
And I love Zach's idea of having a safe word where you could just keep it real for a second. Like, that would be so great.
Yeah.
You're like umbrella, sort of like, and they're like, yeah, I didn't know either. Sorry, here's your money.
We can stop pretending. Yeah.
This is honestly one of my biggest pleasures whenever I'm in a business or adult situation and the person takes a second. And I know other people, it's a risk, right? Because there are a lot of people who will be very offended and be like, this is very unprofessional. Mm-hmm. Talk to me as a business person. But I love it when someone just kind of gives you the like, yeah, it's kind of bullshit, right? Yeah, I know we got to do this bullshit, but yeah, you got to fill out the form. I know. I fucking hate it too. Anyway, back to this, Mr. Morrow.
You're like, for me.
Oh, as long as you know that is bullshit, and let's do the bullshit now.
Yeah, it's when people pretend extra, and it's like, okay, so I went to the bank the other day, and we talked about this. Is exactly it, and he's like, the banker was like, oh yeah, when you call up the bank in the main number, they'll tell you anything. I'm like, dude, I actually told him, I was like, there is no difference to me between you and that person I talked to on the phone. You two are the same thing. You are both this bank. And anyone else I talk to will also be that same person.
Right.
So stop talking shit about the person on the phone. That's you also. I can't differentiate between this employee and that employee. What the fuck?
Hi, we're level six. Sirius, thanks for calling. How may I help you?
I like the op down. Can we take it down to level four, Sirius? Oh yeah, no problem, dog. I got you. Oh, thank God. The other thing too is, have you ever worked with somebody who's like Mr. McDonald's, or you know what I'm talking about? Like that person that's like rules. They said you can have two sauces with them in nuggets, and right. He is asking for three. That is a 25-cent upcharge, and you're like, God damn, man. Just here's the sauce. Get the fuck on. Hey, have a great day, everybody. I don't care.
Like I'm going into your fridge and taking your piece of chicken. Now you don't eat tonight because I need it extra. And just stop.
And if I feel petty, you know what I do? I'll hold the line up. Charge me then, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in one of them moves, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm tying your drive-through up because you was the one to decide you wanted to be Mr. Honey Mustard today. Well, then guess what? Charge me.
You better be wearing a bulletproof vest in these places.
Yeah, I just drive off. Like, as soon as they, I say,
I'm like 25 cents, I'm like, okay.
I say,
my chicken is dry today. Whatever.
I look in the bag and I just go, oh, there's no hot mustard.
Yeah. Yeah, I go, the chicken's dry, they spit on it. I say thank you. I don't even know where I started.
That was really my fault.
And anybody hearing this and thinking devil's advocate shit in their head, like, oh, those packets add up, just die, because there's no hope. They're really not therapy, not talking to friends, just kill yourself. Like that even entered your head. There's nothing that you can't even be discussed with.
No. Just you know what? If you feel that way, go work at a McDonald's and don't give people sauces. It's basically like killing yourself.
Yes.
Right. Because you know you're going to make everybody mad. I worked in restaurants. You know what they do? That shit comes by the goddamn gallon. Do you think they're going to be concerned about the 3 ounces they just gave away?
But yeah, so those people are the worst. So I kind of do like a good, hey, between me and you.
Yeah.
I know it's bullshit. Yeah. I like it. I know it's not right.
I thought you were going to say the murders. So never mind.
Well, the murders are, I mean, they keep people in line. I'm not, you know, I'm not against the murders, but I mean, we've all been it. Honestly, Keith, I fight myself every day to keep from sending you an article about a fast food murder. Literally every day, Keith. This is not an exaggeration. I read something about someone getting fucked up in a fast food, and I just like, this could be a segment on Keith and the Girl, is how often it happens.
We'll do You Don't Say Thursdays and send it to them.
It happens that fucking much. You know, I'm looking up articles for our show and I'm just like, fucking look, it's just like me and Keith were talking about. You can't ask for shit. Someone got shot at Little Caesars because the manager wouldn't rehire them. So they shot the manager.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't.
What the fuck?
You don't fire anybody. You.
No, you don't fire nobody.
You don't even have hours. Whenever you come in, you're on the clock.
You know whose job it is to fire people at Little Caesars? Caesar. You mind your own fucking business. You hired them, they're staying. They're family now. Yeah.
He better come in there with the toga and everything, because other than that, I'm not firing them.
Right. Yeah. When you fire people, you have to be strapped.
Yeah.
Come on in. Now listen. You've been doing some bad work around here lately.
Saving right at him. Yeah.
Freeze, motherfucker, come into the office. I need to talk to you for a second.
Don't be nervous. Right.
Isn't imposter syndrome if you are an imposter?
No, I think it means if you think you're an imposter, right?
Yes. If you're in it, like let's say we all should be calling ourselves podcasters, but it's like, oh, we didn't have a broadcast degree, and you know, what right do we have to tell our story and, you know, give our comments, because who the hell are we? But it's like, yeah, if we're not podcasters, then who's a podcaster? Mm. That's imposter syndrome.
How come the imposters never have it? You know what I mean?
Who isn't though? It's funny because syndrome is always bad. This sounds like a good thing, and if you don't have it, you sound like an asshole. That's what I'm saying. You're always on top of your shit. Not even like a failing at work or something, but you're just walking down the street knowing I'm never nervous talking at a party, doing my job. I know I'm the greatest. Everybody's just like, you sound like a dickhead.
Yeah, like I imagine someone like Donald Trump never had a second thought about being president.
Oh no.
Like he never had even a day in office where it's like, fuck, this is a lot today. It's always like, no, I can handle it all the time. I have all the best answers. Only me. No one has any other answers that are good. I will tell them what to do and I will be right. And it just doesn't matter. So I like you like how come that guy can't have it? I got it. You don't got it? That's fucked up, man. There's a line that made me laugh. Zach says, "You really kicked that wide open, Keith." And Keith said, "Thank you. I'm sure that's a pun or something."
I didn't get it, but okay. It didn't make sense to me, so it must be crossword clever.
He's so smart. You automatically took fault. Like, it was my bad.
What was it that he said? What was it that he said? The title of our show fits that word.
Oh man, Karen, he's so smart. I can't. It was
I don't even remember the name.
Some
of the
new
word.
Type of fucking word he's in love with.
Yes,
where or phrases where every vowel is in the phrase. Super vocalic. That's it. Mm-hmm. Every vowel is in the phrase, but it doesn't repeat any vowels. So the black guy who tips has A E I O U. But no Y, which is some other fucking like super duper vocalic or some shit. But he was talking about being in love with these words and these phrases on our podcast. And I was like, yeah, I was just now while you were saying, I think our show is one. And he's like, oh, you good. She just comes all over.
Yeah. Well, I'm dating him, but I catch him jerking off to a thesaurus. Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night if like words, you know, just kind of keep jumping at you and that has an E and that has a T and that's
about a dream
that rhymes
it.
With this word. And yeah, how do you even fall asleep?
When he doesn't remember your name, he really didn't care about you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And then I love that he liked Wordle for the rest of us.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never played that game.
He likes it for us. It's not for, you know, people on his level. Yeah. But, you know, it's good that we dummy see words.
Yeah. It's like if people like jacks, they like jacks.
Yeah. Fun. He's like, so do you play? He's like, oh, of course not. Hell no. That's what am I fucking stupid over here?
That's a stupid game.
I would like to petition for Bianca to be on that show next time he's booking in New York City. And if he missed it by accident, I'm going to call it by accident. If he missed it by accident for this one, I would like us to petition on Twitter. Hey, next time you're in New York City, like at him, at Bianca, that's going to be a fucking killer show. You can't be doing crossword shit without Bianca.
Come on.
No. Be in the know. Be in the know.
Let's get super phallic. What was the word?
Super vocalic.
Okay.
Bianca, three vowels, three consonants. That's got to do something to you.
Something. Use that in Scrabble, Zach.
I guarantee you that's going to fit somewhere.
Bianca, Bianca, what? Do something with it.
Yeah. Do a freestyle without rhyming.
25 to the left.
Which is just talking.
What do you think of the freestyle without rhyming?
I thought it was terrible. It was just talking.
Okay.
The rhyming is the hard part. Yeah. Like everyone can do the freestyle without rhyming.
But I gotta say, I don't know if I could do it that way. I could really, really try, but I don't even know why, because it'll always end up bad. And here we are, sad.
Well, yours is rhyming, so you already lost. But if you just talk without trying to make it rhyme and just say it in that cadence.
All I know is I couldn't do it. I always rap like I'm from the 80s, so I'm good.
Well, he kind of raps old school, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? He raps like, really, when we were kids and they would want to teach us something with rap. Mm. So it's like really smart and no, a young regular person can't do it. But it's also, if he did that in a club, we'd be like, nah, this guy's, he's whack. But it's like, it's okay because he's smart. So we're like, oh, no, it's dope because he's so smart. But if he was just like, if it was Eminem rapping that way, we'd be like, no, Eminem, you have to be more street.
Right. Like they wanted to be, hey, kids, we're going to talk to you on your level. Hey, kids, I got to say, we need vegetables in a major way.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Now we have your attention because we're hip. Exactly. Like, oh, boy. Sure you are. Yeah. And, And thanks for making it a cartoon dog for me because I'm in high school. That's extra good. Oh my God, like, this cartoon dog is cool.
For the kids, I see.
I feel like
Zach's a hip-hop dog. I got to listen to everything this guy says.
All of Zach's rap should end with him telling us not to do drugs, you know?
I was thinking that dare, yes.
Yeah, it's like, it's so smart. And then at the end, he's like, and don't do crack. I'm like, oh yeah, of course, don't do crack. Also, I think Mike and Zach are just too ethical to call, to just be dating. So they call dating open relationships, you know, because they're so considerate of everybody's feelings all the time. So it's like, I don't want anyone to ever feel like some bullshit is happening. So if you're just honest with everybody, it's like, yes, I'm having sex with other people, but if you want to know about it, you can know about it. If you don't want to know about it, you don't have to know about it. We could be together. We could not be together. We could be together as long as you want to be together. Ultimately, me and Mike are the ones who are the most together.
Right. But they're my favorite couple. No offense to you two. But they have something going on. Yeah.
I remember
you guys are doing great. No disrespect, you know.
Yeah.
But
I remember Mike Kaplan saying that him and all his exes get along, and then I got a couple emails from exes. That is not true. That's fun to hear sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, we don't take that personally. That bromance is a special one.
Well, it's also that thing where, like, it's like being a vegan or something. Everyone associates someone being a vegan with them also judging you.
Yeah.
So then there's like a defensiveness that we have that comes out of nowhere. It's like, this motherfucker's a vegan. How dare you, Mike? I'll eat cheeseburgers and I love them. No, whatever. And I think that happens with people that have like non-traditional relationships. It's like, oh, you think you just know every fucking thing, huh? Oh, I guess no one's ever been mad about you breaking up. It's like, well, everyone's mad about everyone breaking up at some point. No one knows what the fuck they're talking about, you know? What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was talking about Chastity, who said, hey, I want my boyfriend to move in with me. He wants me to move in with him. We're in different cities. We have older kids, but I'd like to be around them. What do we do? Your choices were, the person with a better home situation wins. Is it a better home? Is it a better deal on the place? 56% agree with that choice. That's number one, far and away. Followed by, don't move. The relationship is doomed. Don't move. This is the relationship. It'll be fine. That's the most ridiculous one to me. Although this one is stupid too. The two should move to a third location. What, like nobody gets hurt? Let's start brand new.
for that one, I think nobody wins. Like nobody gets what they want at all. Right. But I think that's your relationship right now.
Yeah, then you're
that's
done.
It.
Well, if you wrote in about it,
yeah,
you can't
you're
be
not,
okay
you're
with
not
it.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the far and away the winner is the person with the better home situation wins.
What do you guys think?
I think the person that's the most afraid of the other person should move.
Try not to stir up trouble.
Yeah. Whichever one of y'all can't live with the other person being a bitch about it.
Do a little 1 to 10 game. Who hates the other? Who's scared? Not hate. Who's scared of the other person more? And then show the numbers and just go, okay.
You know, you guys know who it is in your relationship. Yeah. Whichever one of you know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, I'll never hit into this. Just go ahead and move.
Maybe
go ahead
and move. We should have had like another option, which is whoever gets to stay in their original situation, they pay all the big bills for the first 5 years that the other one is there, because that helps transition. That helps like, well, why am I you're in your situation. You're so comfortable. Let me gain some comfort before I invest even more in this. And then I have an out in a way, you know, because I'm not financially as stuck. And then I don't know.
And just give them 4 months. That should be a good amount of time. And then we can start splitting bills.
A transitional period.
Yeah.
I say you start an open house relationship. And it's just where you go visit open houses and check out the properties. I don't know. Every time I hear a relationship question, I just be glad I'm happy. It's like happiness is fleeting, boy. You got to just fucking hold on to that shit when you got it, because goddamn, it's a lot of problems out here.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Okay. You got hired, Rod, to move to New York to write for a show. Very big deal. Everything else in your life is a little bit flexible because it's moved to online. Mm-hmm. So if you had to move to New York City permanently, Karen, wouldn't you just move? And you don't like New York City. I don't think. I got the vibe. that you'd rather not?
I think for me, I told, because this is something that we discussed. I was like, for me to actually make that move, it would, the money would have to be at a certain place for me personally. Because I was like, the move would have to be worth moving up there. And I know people up there, they love up there. But for me, it would be a transition. I would have to learn where the street and the avenue is, where the block is. I would have to ride subway. I would have to get used to the cold. Like, yeah, like y'all shit get cold, cold. Like our shit get, it flickers and the whole motherfucking city shut down. Like it ain't the same.
Yeah. So what if he had to, move there permanently? The money is what the money is. It's an opportunity for him as well. Would you move or would you stay? Let's say it's a 5-year plan. Would you stay separate for 5 years? He's got to be there all year round.
No, not if he had to be all year round. Like now I'm fine because it's kind of like a back and forth. But if it was something where it was all year round, I would be willing to move. And the biggest reason why is because my job actually allows me the ability to work from anywhere. So,
so then Keith is right. Keith is whoever has, and I don't think he phrased it this way, but the less flexible situation has to move. The less flexible situation has to be the one, the other one has to move.
Well, there's also the question of, would I take a job that required me to do that? Which I don't know that I would.
But you might as well answer now because, you know, things are getting nervous.
I don't know how much, it would have to be a lot of money because I'm like, I don't like.
Because the cost of living is high up there, y'all. Woo!
Well, I mean, I just.
Well, it's not a would you rather trick and all of a sudden you're both homeless.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd live on the train. That's how you save money.
I would not.
All right. Let's take Karen. Take us out of here with a freestyle without rhyming.
Oh, I can't do that. My name is Karen, and I'm here to say, did I already rhyme match? No, I didn't.
No. There you go. Good job. That's good job.
Okay.
Wow. That's what I said. It's not hard. Yeah. It's not hard. You just
think
did
about it.
What's the title for the next episode?
Did you do the number? Do you want me to do that? Okay, KATG, episode 3551, Vicious Lies with JP McDade.
That's it.
McDade. You had it. It's crazy that.
See, imposter syndrome. I should have had more confidence in myself that I hit that shit the first time. My bad, y'all.
It's funny because this is going on a long streak now. This has got to be your longest streak of not fucking up names. And I hope the people aren't disappointed out there.
I hope they're not either, because you know it's one of those things where I don't know, they might send me for a looping and get somebody with a very complex name.
Was JP an asshole?
Not this time.
Okay.
Not this time.
All right. So only one asshole this week, Zach Sherwin. Daddy emails are still coming in.
Right?
I called it. This book is never going to be done.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That'd be good if that was his trick. If he knew about the book and he just keeps it. So I think I have to keep adding pages to the book and it's never done, like that, like the Winchester woman that kept building rooms in her house. And then he's dead, never knows nothing.
It's that Arabian Nights fable where like he was going to fuck that woman, but she told him a good story every night. So then he wouldn't fuck her. It's like, oh, and did I tell you the one about the genie? He's like, well, I better put my dick away and listen to this. That's how he's gonna do it.
Well, I love Keith's idea of giving him the last two pages of
me
the book.
Me too. I was like, that shit would be the best.
Do you guys think he's going to fulfill that? I mean, because I even think like Keith said, even if he goes, no, I don't want to give you anything. That's an ending. Like whatever,
yes,
whatever
he writes back. Yep.
But I wonder, and maybe this should be a poll at some point because I'm really curious. Do you all think that he's going to take the time to actually write a Father Malley ending, you know, like with his flowery stupidity, like pretending like he's old timey talking.
No.
Like it's poetry.
No, that would be ideal. If I send him a book and say, hey, this is what I have so far. You have literally 1 week to write something. I think he would respond like, I'm not going to be part of your vicious lies. And
yeah,
either it would be that or nothing.
I don't even think he read the book.
He'd scroll through it and then be like, fuck, he really has me, but I let me be in denial for myself a little bit. And, you know, the people that, you know, these people, they text drunk and the next morning they delete the message like nothing ever happened. That he would be like, oh my God, this is fucking insane. Okay, no, I don't want to read anymore.
I could see him writing or submitting like a prayer or something. thinking he's like above it or something. Yeah. You know?
Deuteronomy 7:12. I think Christ Jesus said it best when he said.
Right. Yeah.
But he's really quoting himself.
Yeah, but the quote's all wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But
would you edit it for him?
No.
So like if he submitted, okay, you leave and spell it.
You have to.
There are no edits on what Father Malley said, right?
The emails are as is.
Oh,
because I think
man.
It's important. I honestly do think it's important.
It is. Yeah, wow.
It is important. Yeah.
Wow.
It is. And I think it might be a little too much credit that he knows how wrong he is. I think his default is, I'm right. How am I right? So yeah. I don't even think he goes through that process of, oh, shit, they got me. They never got him. There's nothing to be got about.
The ego.
He is that much of a sociopath, psychopath, mm-hmm. whatever path version, I don't know. And Ron, I loved your response to the poll on the forums.
We'll get to that in a second. Right. Thank God Tom Hanks' wife doesn't have alopecia. Okay, because we were looking at like 5 dead men in that video. Oh man!
I didn't know Tom Hanks could get angry.
Yeah, he wasn't out of line.
Sure.
I think it was a fair amount of anger. I think when people talk about like you know having certain feelings and feeling certain things in response, I think we're only talking about your response to it. You're allowed to be angry in this world.
Yeah,
just don't hit anyone. You are allowed to say back the fuck up in anger. You just aren't allowed to like. That is an okay response. I feel like people think you're a nice person if you don't have anger, if you don't have sadness, if you don't have these, quote, negative feelings. We are going to express that. I think it was a perfectly reasonable response to your anger in that moment.
And when Will Smith yells, take my wife's name out your mouth, out your fucking mouth twice, that's performative, as opposed to Tom Hanks losing his shit. And in this case, losing your shit is much, much better.
And honestly, like, if Will had just yelled at Curious, I don't think people are like, we're not here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Where it's
like,
you know what,
like,
I think would have been better instead of like, take my wife's name, Corny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been better. Yes.
Yeah. Get a joke.
Then slap him.
You're supposed to be the best.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody
there's so
ought
many
to smack you for this.
Like, there's so many ways that could have went that people wouldn't have been nearly as mad about. Even if he like, got mad at him backstage or something. People would have been like, well, yeah, he probably didn't like that joke. Instead of like, you know, I think it's what Hemda said to correlate to it. When you think being nice all the time is that's the only thing that's positive.
Right.
You then have outbursts that look like that, where it's like, because I've been repressing all this shit and now I'm letting it all out. It was like, no, motherfucker, let a little bit out every day.
On the right people.
Yeah.
Like now you're letting it out on Chris, but obviously like 10 different things happened in your mind and Chris needs to take your wife's name out of it. Like really, you might need to take your wife's name out of your mouth. It's time maybe for a divorce. And that's what you're responding to.
Yeah.
And that's fucking sad.
Right.
But
you never know. Right.
If it's hysterical, it's historical. Okay. That's what we know.
From Jesus for sure.
That's
in the Bible.
Closing lines gonna be on the book.
If it's hysterical, it's historical. Keep the other two pages. This is all you get.
His ego wouldn't allow this, but he should like you know, if he had a smart friend and go, hey, write this for me.
Yeah.
And he had a friend. Right. And people would be like, you know, you'd have some goofballs out there being like, so are these emails even real? This isn't his tone at all.
Exactly. Yes.
Here's what I think should happen. We should do a contest. Final two pages by Father Malley. Who writes the best one? Then we collect Father Malley's. And at the end, we read alternate endings, and you all pick which one is the real Father Malley. We are taking submissions.
I think it'd be too obvious for the audience, even because the fake submissions would be clever and have have references, and dads would just be goofy. Yeah, no, it'd be
fun. Don't take this away from me.
The roast of Father Malley.
Yes. Oh my, we are now. You know, Keith is wrapping up the book, or he wrapped up the first edit. Obviously, there needs to be like at least two more. Keith, headphones, take them off. Like, there's a little bit more work, of course. But while he's doing that, final two pages, info@keithandthegirl.com. Let's see what you got. Oh, that's going to be so good.
Man, Keith's going to be so traumatized after reading 80 pages of fake Father Malley shit. He's gonna be getting mad at fake people and shit.
You're right.
No, fuck you. You made me dig those fucking holes. I'm sorry.
Like, cut.
I'm sorry, Appiah. I know you were just joking, but.
And meanwhile, my dad's submission is just in quotes, vicious lies.
Yeah. Are you gonna do an audiobook too?
Well, to me, slash dad is the audiobook. So yeah. We did it in reverse, if you ask me.
Okay.
Keith grew up dirt poor. I don't think McNally would agree.
Right. Because
I think
not him.
Don't know what it's like.
But an uncle that he once knew had it worse than anybody's ever had it. This uncle that Keith McNally knew, poor guy only had two trailers.
You know what I thought was funny? That I said, I was asking, like, would you say you were dirt poor? And then Keith gave some examples. There's someone on the forums arguing I wouldn't call that dirt poor.
Okay.
I gotta say,
at least he had bags to put on his
on my feet. At least he had dirt to dig.
Where'd you get those bread bags? Did they come with bread?
I rest my case.
There were potato chips in those bags before your mother washed them out.
What? Well, like, if his parents were on government aid as opposed to the kind of jobs that his father didn't follow through with, I think they wouldn't have been as poor.
Yeah, is they would have made more money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They would have got more per kid.
Right. Well,
here's the thing, too. And by the way, maybe somebody heard, like, how can you be dirt poor and have blue suede shoes? I think you missed the point. But anyway, I was talking to my brother Ken the other day, and I was like, if we had to live life all over again, I would have went through all their mail.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is going on? That's what I would have looked at.
There's probably all types of letters and bill collectors and all types of things you probably would have found.
When your dad did the voices in the seance or whatever he was doing, where he pretended.
Speaking in tongues.
Where he pretended he could. He also did a conversation between the dead soldiers. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think he did a Southern accent? Because it was like Civil War.
Yeah. He went. Sergeant, I'm hungry. I hear you, sugar. Listen. Ding dong.
I want a recording of it now. I want to know how many soldiers did one to distinguish. Did he have to make one have a very like high pitched voice?
Right. Well, you bring
Captain,
up.
I don't think we should do this. No, we're going to do this. We need some heart. We got rashes of heart attack and some salt pork is all we got left. What about the contingent on the other side? I pay money.
I hate black people. What did you just say? It was a different time. Anyway.
Don't tell them they're free yet. I would have paid money.
You know what? Speaking of government assistance, there are things I know we could have gotten, but he was too prideful, or I assume that's the word. He definitely didn't want to look like he was less than. And so, you know, he wouldn't mm-hmm. play along sometimes.
That's so interesting. Sure. Too prideful, but you're sending your wife to work and she is exhausted.
Right.
Because he can do that in the house. You know what I mean? Nobody going to see him not being shit in his house. But if he got to be out in public not being shit, now that's different.
Yeah, it's like I feel bad for your mom because like, well, you know, this is probably the most rest she's ever got probably in that home where she don't have to not try to find, take care of him.
Dog, the blessing of forgetting this motherfucker has to be like top five. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Keith jokes that she gave herself Alzheimer's to like fucking get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
She's
let
like,
me
I've
forget.
Had enough. Yeah. Let's step out.
But this article in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. I read some of it. First of all, you're right. It's very long.
You got to fast forward. Kyle's like, hey, I'm sorry. I haven't gotten to it yet. It's like, well, it's okay. It's not a job I'm giving you. Like, no, you're my boyfriend. I want to read it. And then, and I'm like, okay, I recommend just search for the word Mally. That's where it'll get fun for you. And she goes, no, I'll read the whole thing. And then she goes, just today she texted like, all I see is stuff about gold. I'm like, that's the one. She goes, oh, yeah. I fast forwarded.
Yeah, you got to.
It's a dense article. No offense to the writer, but it's a dense article of bullshit because the whole thing's bullshit.
Yeah.
He had a word quota he had to meet.
I skimmed forward where I think he mentioned the word Riley, W-R-Y-L-Y.
Yeah.
I hit find on my browser to get to that. I was like, okay, cool. This is where Keith starts speaking and stuff. Let's just get to this. But I was just thinking, you know what would make a great dramatic TV show? The lie that your father is living would be so fucking good for TV. Like this guy who has powers and he discovers some gold and the FBI stole the gold. And now him and his old ass friends got to prove that the fucking gold was stolen. And he may have some paramilitary super like black ops training, but like even his family doesn't know. He just hints that he was in the military, but he'll never fucking cop to it because he can't. And he's got like a false identity. He can never be in public or have a job again because like clearly there are people looking for him and shit. Right.
And he tries that to play it calm. Like he alluded, like we said this on Diamond Dogs, he alluded that he was in the military. He told me that he knew karate, like all this weird shit. That's obviously never happened.
But that would be a great show though.
And he doesn't, right. And he doesn't want, in the show, he doesn't want to have to say, but you can't help it when somebody keeps poking you. He's like, just shit you don't know about me in the military. God damn it.
Yeah.
You're pushing. Oh. Go to bed. You're tired.
The pathos, the drama of like him, like, because, you know, he'd be a real person in the show. He wouldn't be him.
Right.
So then like in the show, like when his family has to put like bread bags on their shoes and shit, he'd be like quietly going in the back and crying and being sad that like, his decisions had led him to a life where his family had to live like this, but he had to do it.
Now you're humanizing him.
That's what I'm saying. I want to watch that show.
Mm.
You know, obviously this isn't his life, but the lies he's made up, that's a hell of a show. Even just the flashbacks to like, this is when he was doing magic and talking to the dead and this is when he was discovering gold by putting a pin on a fucking string and swinging it, and then they tell you where the gold is. That is fucking great TV.
And in the book, in the movie, he's doing arenas as opposed to car dealership openings.
Stadiums even.
Yeah.
See, I circus. I'm here for it.
And then they interview him, and he, you know, my dad won't be able to help but go, that's exactly how it was.
Yeah. Based off a true story.
Yeah, I came into the stadium like I was Lady Gaga from a helicopter. That happened.
You know what? That'll be the only time he brag about you, Keith. He be like, my son did that.
A movie inspired by false events.
No, it would be Keith did it, but there were other ideas that could have been better. But I mean, it's a fact. It's on TV. That is a fact, he would say.
I really genuinely believe that this could be a 4-part Netflix thing. Like, I just watched the thing about what are those guys in Utah who like break their head too much.
Oh, was girl. It
Keep Sweet?
Hold on. There's two of them. Yes. I'm in the rabbit hole now on Netflix with these documentaries.
I don't blame you.
So I watched Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one, Hemda?
Yeah, that's the one I saw. That's the one my God. Keep Sweet. Keep Sweet.
Oh, holy shit.
This motherfucker was a pimp. I know a pimp when I see one. And I'm not saying that in the cool way. I mean, the actual, like, you pimp people for money and have sex with women and make them
They're
do stuff
for you. Human traffickers.
Yes.
And this was the biggest human trafficking in the U.S. that they have on record. They're just now calling it human trafficking because it's a religion.
Right.
Some fucking religion shit. Holy shit. The freedom that this fucking dude had. Wow. He's a rapist. He's a child molester.
Yes.
What
yes.
are bigger words for race for rapist and child molester? A serial child? What's worse than calling someone a rapist and a child? This dude, first of all, the first dude was horrible. Okay.
Right. He was the original pimp.
Yeah.
But then he died. And then his son became an even worse human being somehow, married all his mothers, because now you belong to me. Mm-hmm. And then started fucking the children.
Yep. And they were trading, like, it was like a bunch of old white dudes that the Mormon church was like, listen, so we've been doing some research and we kind of got to stop with the polyamory. It's getting out of control. The law don't like it. So we're going to cut it out. And there's a group of dudes that was like, the fuck we will. We starting our own fucking everybody's daughter's church. And so they started their own shit and they would trade daughters. Like they were basically it would be like, I'm not going to fuck my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's creepy. But if you want to fuck her when she turns 14, hey, I'll marry her to you. Now you trade me two of yours. You know, that's how they were doing. And that's how they collected power and wealth. Meanwhile, if they had a son, they worked the sons
or kick them labor, out because they're too
and
many
then
men.
Kick them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work them for their labor. Keep the hardest working one can become like a guy that gets to marry somebody. But the rest of you motherfuckers, all right, damn peace. We can't have you in here fucking the other little children. Come on now. That's crazy.
Those are for me.
Does the whole plan fall apart? Because someone's like, I'll give you my daughter for your two daughters. And like, for $2? I'm like, look at my daughter. Look at yours. Yes, I'll take
that's
two.
What happened. Yeah.
That would have happened, except everyone looked the same.
Yeah.
Didn't they though? It was like cut and paste.
Like that was real Game of Thronesy up in there, man. It was a lot. It was like, I don't know if it's technically incest, but it was close enough that it seemed incesty to me, dog.
Yeah, all of them looked the same.
Oh, and like, so this is why I say it was pimp shit. First of all, he had Keep Sweet on the bottom of his shoes.
Oh my God,
this motherfucker would go to a room, make all the little girls come in and get on their knees and sing to him. And then he would kick his feet up so you could see the bottom of his shoes. And it'd say Keep Sweet. And they'd be in there singing that Keep Sweet song. And then the side of his house on the chimney had Pray and Obey in big ass letters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pimping, because that shit rhymes and you were dressed up.
That's right.
What was everybody? I'm gonna guess black, Latin,
white.
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 What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Minds.
And you know what, Keith? To today, that dude is in prison, but he still runs that shit. Like
the son. Yeah.
Yeah. That place still exists to today.
This is how fucked up the first pimp was. He lied to his congregation. Was like, I'm not gonna die.
I'm never gonna die.
What's gonna happen is I'm just gonna come back younger. And so this motherfucker had everybody living their life of like, well, he ain't gonna die. So
he lived until he was like 90 something.
And then they just talked to him and he slumped over and died. And it was like, oh shit. Hello.
And they were genuinely confused.
Yes.
Also, they did not teach any of the girls. I'm not gonna call them women. They did not teach any of the girls what sex was.
No, they were like, the fuck is happening in here?
So the first time they had sex, they were like, you are kidding me.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
And it's with an old ass man.
Right.
So it's not even like sexy sex. It's just the worst. It's the worst of all worlds of sex. It's just, oh my God. It was so disturbing. And then this is my favorite part. The son takes over. Finally the police in Utah found out, oh, they're fucking underage kids. Oh, who the fuck is that? So they go check that one out. And bing, bong, bang, of course, they're fucking underage kids. So they're like, hey, you got to go to jail. They put him in jail for a little bit. And then he gets out on like some kind of technicality type shit. Then they go find out, oh, he's fucking more little kids. We got one to testify. You going to jail now. This motherfucker hits the road with his 20-something wives and stars living the life. Like he was going to Vegas. This
Disney
motherfucker,
World.
He had them sending him rolls of cash in tomato cans. Mm-hmm. Like,
$300,000 a week minimum. You better get. And these people don't make money. They're just living on his property. Everything is owned by the church.
The land.
You better find $300,000 minimum between all of you every week. And I better find that
every
wherever
week?
I am.
Every week. A pimp, dog. They had a job. There was, with you like one of his flock, there was a guy that had a successful multi-million-dollar business. They just fucking told him, you're giving us your business.
Yoink.
Because you're part of our church. And if you don't, your ass got to get the fuck out. And he was like, I guess I got to give him my $1 million business.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do that so that they can keep fucking these girls?
No, they do that. Some of them do it. All of them, actually. All of them do it because if you don't follow what this guy is saying, and he's talking directly to God, your soul will be fucked up. Soon the world will end and you are supposed to be like lifted up into heaven. You will not be one of these people lifted up into heaven. And they have them so scared about that that they're like, we got to keep sweet. We got to fuck these old dudes. We got to say, we got to do what mm-hmm. this guy says, whether you're a guy or a girl, whatever, yes. or our salvation is gone.
And what was so messed up is that he lied to them, had them move when the Olympics was coming to Utah, had them move away from all the people to like this little town in the middle of nowhere, pumped their population full of thousands of people. These people didn't have nowhere to stay, nowhere mm-hmm. to go. They were all cluttered up with each other. I was like, what is happening
also,
here?
The other thing they'll do is they'll take your fucking family. Mm-hmm. So like that's the other threat they have over you, Keith. It's like, oh,
no problem.
You don't want to go along with us. You get out. Your wife and children stay with us. We'll give them to other people in the religion.
Do you guys think this is God's fault? Because that Bible is so fucking boring. Speaking of dense, nobody reads it, and we just believe you.
Yeah, like first of all, like you couldn't have wrote that simpler.
Yeah.
There's instructions. There's like instructions for computers and stuff, like a YouTube video or something. Like when I don't know something, I just go on YouTube. There's normally a tutorial. Like yeah. the Bible's so dense. How can people get so much different shit from it? And not to mention, like the Mormon Bible is even more suspect than the regular Bible. Like, it's,
well, this dude, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what book you're reading. He started taking pages out of books. He yes. was teaching his own history. He was teaching yep. his own math. He was teaching mm-hmm. his own everything. So you're not learning what everybody else is learning. You are mm-hmm. so ignorant by the time you're an adult and you've been raped so many times, like physically and otherwise, that mm-hmm. you're like, I guess this is regular.
So that's one documentary.
I went, by the way, what do you think about mm-hmm. a show where my dad sees shows like this and reviews them?
Oh, $100 a month I pay.
I was yes. working on the dad yeah. emails book. I took it out just because it didn't really fit. But mm-hmm. it was a story of when I remembered I'm a kid. I'm under 18. On TV. So this is 92 at the latest. My dad's watching some it's like a PSA, but a regular commercial. Mm-hmm. And a secretary, it seems, is at a desk. And then the, you know, ugly male boss comes over and goes, I like your dress and I love your hair up like that. And starts massaging her, breathing on her neck. You know, it's over the top. Yeah. It's like, and you can see she's squirming. It's like, why don't you stay an extra hour? And then it says, you know, talk about harassment in the workplace, 1-800, blah, blah, blah. And my dad goes, what's so bad about saying you have a nice dress?
Right.
And I remember thinking,
they just
told you it's bad though.
Right.
Like, how about you shut the fuck up and think about it overnight?
Right.
And then teach your kids a lesson. But you're like, I don't see the big deal. I'd like to know how to wear my hair. I'm like, oh my God, my dad's a fucking moron.
Thank God he never had a job.
Yeah, companies would have lost a lot of money. He'd been touching everybody.
Yeah, like at Wendy's, they had that same video, so hopefully it wasn't.
Yeah, over the top acting. Yes, they don't do that for no reason.
So the other documentary they have on Netflix, after I watched that one, is called "Murder Among Mormons," and it's about the Mormon documents that they have. And
did you fucking rinse your mouth out or something first? Because I could not. There's only like four episodes of this because it's a short series. And after every one, I was like, okay, just need a minute.
Decompress.
After every single episode, I'm like, I think I'm done with this. I think I got it. I don't think I could learn more about this. This is too much. I get it. It's fucked up. And then I'm like, I'm going in again. But oh my God, I got to spit out something.
This one isn't as fucked up like with all the abuse and shit, right? But it is still fucked up. It's because, you know, those were like the fundamentalists, whatever that cult was. That's a different offshoot than the regular Mormons, which are still all white. But it's they're like, you can't have multiple wives and you don't trade each other's daughters. That's sick. So this group, though, they were collecting Mormon documents, and it was like, you find them in old books and shit. And because their religion is newer, it's not like the documents are like ancient. They're like 50 years old or 100 years old. But some of the documents.
That's the silliest part of this religion. Yeah. There was some dude who was like, I promise I found these papers, but they disappeared. But anyway, I have a new religion here.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the documents is called like the White Salamander document. And it's because they like a white salamander came and spoke to the leader, and he told him to do this, this, and this. And if you can find this document, you can sell it for $1 million or some shit. It was very Father Malley finding secret gold shit.
Bob.
But at one point, of all these collectors, motherfuckers started getting blown up from bombs. Like murders, you know what I'm saying? Like multiple murders among these collectors. And then the whole documentary is about who did it, why, how they found out, who was killing all these people. It's fucking insane.
Tell me you wouldn't watch a four-parter of this Father Malley situation. The mm-hmm. first part mm-hmm. is the beginning of the family. He's a priest. He yeah. finds the mom while he's blessing the house. That's the mm-hmm. first episode, right? Like, you're supposed to be a priest. Gives it up. And then he has his first, like, two children in the first one. The mm-hmm. second one is them growing up, him pretending to work, her going mm-hmm. to work, the bags on the shoes, mm-hmm. and the starting to dig hole situation. Mm-hmm. I'm making this up as I go along. The third episode is your kids just realized that they don't need to be punished in this way. And they start sort of not acting mm-hmm. up, but stepping back. And then the fourth one is the dad emails.
Well, in the third one, we need a flashback to Magic Mike Malley on the road, like all that, yes. all that stuff, right? To build back our, like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? And then in the fourth one, we also had to throw in, like, the finding the mom's book.
Yes.
You know, putting the mom house. In the home.
Yeah. You're right. Like, this is a 10-parter. This yeah. so, because you have to show, like, in reality, this happened. And then you have to show, like, the Father Malley brain right. version of it. So there has right. to be, like, you know, here's what's actually happening. Here's what Father Malley is doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It would take so much to write this, but we have a lot of references.
It's crazy how much information we have. And even that yeah. guy in the Atlantic barely found anything on Keith's right? dad. What the like, fuck?
And was like, maybe this son is being a jerk. I'm not going to get in the middle of it, you know? And I get it because the article is not about that. It's like,
yeah.
Meanwhile, side note, his son doesn't fucking believe this at all, but wouldn't the you want to believe it?
The podcast came up because he couldn't find enough other stuff. Like, he didn't start right. being like, oh, let me go check out. He was like, I found two things. I was like, what the fuck? And then I stumbled on this podcast.
And I bet he probably started with the podcast or me and my dad's relationship. And they're like, no, start with the gold. I'd rather write about this fucking relationship. Like,
it can't be this.
Right.
Anything but this.
This show. Did you see the movie Pain and Gain?
Yes.
I loved it. And
so great.
And mm-hmm. They say it's a true story. And it's these musclehead idiots that kidnap somebody and they keep fucking it up. The Rock and Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And
it's
every
based
so
on a true story?
Yeah. And every mm-hmm. so often, you know, it's got to say text on the screen goes, this part is true too. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
It was so crazy. You look at the screen like, what the fuck is happening here?
It really popped up at the right moments where you're like, okay, no way. Get the yeah. fuck.
It was like, nope, it's true, guys.
And then the cop showed up and they let him go. Okay.
Right.
No, this happened.
That's basically how I felt when I first read Keith's first book, The Great American Novel. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's wacky. I have wacky parents. And I'm like, okay, I got to go fact check this. And next time I saw Keith, I was like, but this part you exaggerated. And he's like, not one iota. And I'm like, this is fucked up. Yeah. You know, this was fucked up because you think this is funny, but this is fucked up.
What are the odds that Keith would have this dad? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. The miracles. Any other my second other. That I came early into your mother, you would be a totally different person.
Oh, man. Keith,
we would have never been here for the jokes. Like that. That's why you. It's like anything else. I don't know. Keith and the girl might not exist.
Keith, so matter of fact, I just remember back in the days when he would bring up this stuff and like him though, or a guest on the show would be like, ain't that like
that's not normal?
Isn't that like abuse or something?
Yes.
He's so matter of fact, he's like, no, you hit somebody with a fucking spoon. They just do the dishes and it's over with. And they're like,
This is why when somebody opened the door, a stranger to his apartment, he was like, that's normal now. Anyway, let's continue. It's like that's what's normal now. Anyway,
this is happening.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. I have a little bit of that brain too, and to me, I it scares me that I can be like, okay, so this is what we're doing. like I think about it later, like, no, I should have been like, hey, get the fuck away from me. What are you doing? But
what am I gonna do? Sit down with my friends and be like, talk about digging holes? Who gives that shit? You guys got something too, I bet. You probably have to suck off a car tailpipe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Get what you're saying. Tell
you more stories.
I see what you're saying.
Sure. We're all afraid of, you know, walking in there, our dad walking in and waking us up out of sleep, right? All of us are afraid? No? Okay. Anyway, let's have more beers and watch the football, right? Football. Why did we, the Straits, give away the fucking rainbow? Whose idea was this and why? What was... Bro, rainbows are so fucking fun. You're Everyone adorable. Loves rainbows.
I do.
And now we can't have them back, and you're trying to take them away from the fucking kids. Like, this, who made the trade? What did we get from it?
I can't believe how much anger there is around a rainbow. Like, that is so bananas to me. When anyone looks up in the sky and sees a rainbow, you turn into an idiot. And it's so fun. It's like, holy shit, a rainbow. Okay, hurry up and look, because I don't know how long this lasts, but there's a fucking rainbow in the sky. Are you looking at this? There's a rainbow and it's real. It's real. Like, people lose their mind. This is what you're using to combat human rights.
And now I look up and I see two dudes fucking. And you know there's no gold at the end of that.
Are they at the end of the rainbow instead of the pot of gold?
It's two dudes fucking. It would be amazing if every time we all collectively saw a rainbow in public, we all had to start making out with the same sex. It's like we just couldn't help it. You're like, oh, come here, dude. Oh. You saw the rainbow. It's like mistletoe, but only for same sex people.
And it can't be just cuddling, apparently, based on your kissing sounds.
Yeah, no.
It's deep, it's passionate.
Balls deep. Okay.
Maybe that's what conservatives think is happening. Like, if we see a rainbow, we're gonna have to make out with someone. So abolish rainbows.
Yeah.
It's the bad signal.
I have rainbow socks that I like that I play basketball in sometimes, or just wear out or whatever. And it's always like, I just think rainbows look cool, but then it's so like, and if you assume I'm gay or some type of ally, fine. They approach me in that way then and leave me the fuck alone. Or
do you ever get shit for it?
Not basketball people might try to go, oh, I see you got them socks. And then I'll just be like, what's the thing is, me and my friend Justin, we just always do like the blank. So what's the problem with if we were gay? And then they always, it just kills the joke vibe for them. Cause I'm supposed to go, my part of the joke is I'm supposed to be like, oh, I'm not gay. I would never have sex with a man. Instead, I'm just like, but what if I was gay? What, you wouldn't play basketball? What are you trying to say? Just act confused. And normally they drop it. And a couple times they apologize. Like,
I feel like that's way more progress than when we were kids.
Oh, for sure.
Like, and what if I am gay and then you might get punched?
Right. Yeah. Well, they can't beat me up for the most part. So I'm not.
I forget. The 6'2" guys, like the bigger dudes, they have a different fear.
They have a completely different perspective because
literally.
Because it was this one time I was getting into the car and a dude pulled beside me. And he kind of, I stopped because I seen him. So he like rammed his car in like the parking space beside me, walked out and didn't say anything. And I was apologizing. And Roderick was highly upset because
I was like, what the fuck? Nah, we don't apologize. He apologized to us. That's like, no, you're not wrong at all. And fuck him. You know what I mean?
And he was upset. And I was just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, me as a woman, I am always de-escalating. I was like, I want to de-escalate. Whatever it takes to get me away from the situation as fast as possible.
Yeah. I remember another time we were in a store and Karen was like looking at some ice cream and some white couple came over to her like, you're letting the air out of the refrigerator. I was like,
they did. It was fucking
like
ridiculous.
Mr. Harris Teeter himself or whatever the fuck. And I literally missed it by like a second. Like I came around the corner and then Karen's telling me the story. Like it was fucking like, yeah, these people were acting weird. I was like, where the fuck are they? Which way did they go? Like, I would like to talk to them about this. Cause you don't
take my wife's name out of your face.
Yeah. Karen has alopecia. I just talked to having people. and that guy was Chris Rock. That's what's crazy. So he had it coming. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, is your dad a path, be it psycho or socio? Mm. What kind of path we got? And Rod, of course, wrote online and said he, what did you write?
My dad is the path that I'm following to manhood, but no.
He's... But like in a good way.
Yeah, well. I had to answer no to both of those because he's not one of those.
Well, I'm surprised by this, I suppose. 20% of the audience said yes, my dad's a psychopath or a sociopath. Their dad, I mean, yeah.
That's a lot, though.
I think so.
Yeah, 20%, one out of five dads? Shit, man, we're doing bad. We are down bad as a species.
And those are the people who knew their parents, right?
Yeah,
who knew their father. Because somebody suggested we should have put like, how about I don't know my dad? And I didn't really think of that because I thought of like, hey, some people lost their dad, but they still know if he was.
You can write no, then it worked out. You can write no for that. It worked out.
Honestly, you could put yes or no. I you know, don't give him the benefit of doubt. He wasn't there. If you saw him on Facebook with his other family, say yeah, he's one of those fucking paths. Hey, so I wonder what if you do that same poll, but for moms, I wonder what we get. You
that's
know,
a good question.
You still get a percentage, maybe not.
Yeah, some
high.
Percentage, but I wonder, like, would it be 20? Would it be 10? Would it be 5? I just wonder, like,
yeah. And what
the
if
other
it's
thing,
even? What if it's the same? We just, you know, like. It's just different growing up if a mom's a sociopath.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And people have a tendency to have more compassion towards women.
True.
So there are a lot of women that are like batshit crazy, but you know, the children will be less likely to label it that versus a man. They'll be like, oh yeah, he was nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, but they were also allowed to flaunt their crazy.
Correct.
Mm. So and like a mom could like, is it some type of path if your mom is always bringing up your weight every time you see her, even after you told her not to?
Right.
That's something, but I don't know if I call it because, sociopath
because women are more microaggressive, you know,
I'd say
like
no in that case.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because it's like they probably feel the remorse, too. They just know they have to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, just obsessive or like overbearing, things like that. But a sociopath and a psychopath, they don't have any connection to you with like, hey, we're being abusive. Mom thinks she's helping and doing the right thing. A sociopath likes when they bother you.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Right.
But yeah, happy Father's Day. Okay. Mm.
But that's why we couldn't ask about women. It was the dad's weekend.
Yeah.
And can we not take
next
it
year,
away from
we'll get
them?
To Mother's Day. We'll get to the women.
We talk about y'all.
Have you seen all the, have you seen online the different people are posting their text to their dad, and it's like, hey, you taught me how to ride a bike, you taught me how to swing a bat, you taught me to save money, still working on that one. Anyway, happy Father's Day to the greatest. And then the dad reads back, okay.
Yeah.
It's like all these from people's
That's
phones
hilarious.
And you know, moms would be different.
The sad thing that I was saying, we had Roy Wood Jr. on our show last week, and he was I asked him, like, because he's like a dad, like you see him with his son everywhere he goes, like they like for Father's Day he posted like they hopped on a plane and flew to a WNBA game and sat front row, and then he went to the Yankees game because they were playing the Chicago Cubs, which he's where he's from, and he wanted his son to see this. When he came on Game Theory, his son was there, like with his headphones on and stuff, like he's a dad. So I go, Roy, what do you want for Father's Day? He's like, oh man, I don't know, no, I don't, nothing, it doesn't matter. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with men? Because like my mom would have a list. She'd at least want a thing, or
she'd
like
give an Amazon wish list.
I'm like, do we just not expect to be 40? Like, what the fuck is wrong with us that you know, like for the mom is shit. For the mom, sometimes your dad will be the one who's like, you're gonna get your mom something, and we're gonna go out to lunch, and I don't want to hear a fucking word. You just get there. We have to wait 7 hours to get set. Then we wait 7 hours. You do not ruin this shit. We're gonna get her flowers. We're gonna cook breakfast in bed. Whatever the fuck it is,
you better fucking smile and love it.
You just do that, and then for dudes, it's always some weird shit like I just want to be left alone or some dumbass shit.
We'd ask my dad like anything that you want specifically for Father's Day. World peace.
Liar. You want something, you always want something, motherfucker. You want something. What's wrong with men that you can't say what you want? Is it like too vulnerable?
Yeah.
And he eventually admitted that he wanted this really nerdy baseball. Mm-hmm. It's like a baseball table that costs like $500. Don't worry, they got it.
Right. It's his money anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But it
he
was
wants
like
the permission to frivolously yes. use his money.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, what's so come on, guys, yeah. do better. Get, tell her you want a TV or whatever the fuck it is you really want, a PlayStation 5. I know you want some bullshit. You're dead, but you're not a fucking dead human being. Like,
it's also, we get that it's a bullshit holiday, and we get that fathers are just doing their job, and mothers and whatever yeah. parent, aunt, you know, grandma, they're just doing their job. But for one day, we can go extra thank you.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, if that's the kind of relationship, if you have,
if a it's a good one, there's so few good ones, like, I fuck, know. Man.
Yeah, so you got
to imagine taking
serious.
The time to be a good one and then on your day being like, oh, I guess I just go in this room by myself and breathe. Get the fuck out of here. Get a nice thing.
So we'd have to guess what to get my dad. So I got him blue suede shoes, fresh bags, fresh bags.
Yes, we got fresh
bags. You're taking the bread out as you're handing it to him. This yeah. is so fresh.
It's super fresh. This bread I just is still baked hot. This. Yeah.
We didn't even slice it yet. Here you go.
That's actually how they came up with that slang term. It's so fresh. It's like yeah. that came from bread bags. That's yeah. for sure.
Ain't nobody fresh as me.
We ended up getting Roger's daddy one of them. What is it? Man with the pot? Did I say it right?
You did say it.
Knives.
Right. Man with the pot. It's a knife.
The one I got, Roderick.
Go on Instagram if you want, and they have the best ASMR videos.
Yes, all the chopping.
They just go to the woods, they find a tree stump, and they start a fire, and they fucking make everything from scratch. I'm talking like they'll take flour and make spaghetti from scratch with the knife, and then they'll Whoa. Chop up steak with the knife, and chop up the vegetables, and do little tricks. And I was like, Dad, this knife has changed my life. You have to fucking have a knife. So I was so happy because he was so happy with the gift this year. Yes. And he's like my mom, very hard to shop for because they have everything.
Right.
But unlike my mom.
Because you're an adult. What are you waiting for your child to buy right. something for father's? You know, like.
But unlike my mom. Now, my mom will be like, I have a thing. Right. You know, like she'll be like. I'm like, Mom, I bought you a Brita water filter. She's like, I have 7 of those, but thank you. It's the thought that counts. I'm like, fuck. So I stopped guessing. I was like, Mom, what would you like? And she'll be like, $100 to give it to this yoga studio. I'm like, oh, done. $150. I don't give a fuck. I love you. Thank you for making it easy. Well, my dad is like, I don't know, son. Anything will work. Yeah. And then I had to find something.
Well, you gave your dad a knife. I gave my dad a shotgun.
Oh,
fingers
okay.
crossed. You know.
I gave my dad a fucking buckshot to the chest, just the bullets. I kept the gun for myself.
Yeah, I'm going to live vicariously through other people's experiences because it's interesting. Like, yes, Father's Day is a made up day, but it actually highlights or rather illuminates the relationship between people. And you can just tell what's genuine and what's I have to call my father or I have to spend an hour or I have to limit my time, like all these things, like it comes to a head, it comes to light, like this is your relationship all year this day.
Yeah.
Yes. And we had his dad on the show for the past few years. We've had his mom on the show for Mother's Day, his dad on the show for Father's Day, and it has really been enjoyable ever since we started that kind of tradition, quote unquote, on our show. So it's been
also like him has been subscribed to the Mother Guilt Box, which is kind of like HelloFresh, but it's like your mom just sends you a package every once in a while instead of like words and apologies. So like we should like maybe that should be the content that that parents send throughout the year if you don't have a great relationship. It's like, well, at least I'm subscribed to the guilt box. All right. Every 2 months I get a bag of milk and then
I wish I got a bag of milk. I still have a box from like a month ago that I don't want to open because now it's just fodder, Mom. I'm sorry. All these things I could find in the store here. What I can't find in the store is your love. So I'm going to have to open it for YouTube and then post it up on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all sent my dad a card. We wrote, we're nothing without you and barely that even. We're the worst. And we all signed it.
Oh, he wishes. He loves it. He wishes. Yeah. That's what he thinks the book is going to be.
Yeah.
Send him that eulogy and shit. dogs, Diamond Dogs 38. Whoa, what is it good for? Happy Juneteenth. We brought that up. Mm-hmm. It was awkward to hear. I didn't think I've normally compartmentalized all racial trauma and stuff. And as soon as y'all were like, you're like, happy Juneteenth, I was like, oh yeah, white people gonna be saying that.
It's a lot to it's a hard topic to talk about, but we gotta.
Yeah, you gotta do it. I appreciate you doing the work.
Thank you.
Okay? You know what made me nervous today, and this is for next week's last week, but we already recorded today's episode. My internet was a little shoddy today, and so I kept cutting in and out, and I came in on the tail end of the Juneteenth talk, and I was like, well, whatever that was.
Fingers crossed.
Please, Keith, don't get us canceled. Please.
Yeah, I'm like, and that was two white guys on Juneteenth. I'm back. Hi. How you doing?
Penda comes back and we're like, and that's why we don't have a black guest today. Yeah. Like, okay, wait a second, I guess.
Because you never know with Keith. All right. Yeah. Sometimes he's giving you some knowledge, sometimes giving you some deadpan sarcasm.
Sometimes it's he's a loose cannon.
You don't want to come in on the last word of a Keith.
I definitely don't want to lose internet, come back and say cosign. Anyway, what were we talking about?
No. Whatever he said, I agree with.
Yep. It's one person for this show, like-minded.
Have you figured out the amount of money the gold would have gotten you, Keith?
Actually, yes. Yes.
Okay. I knew you did the math.
My brother Mark did the math. Which what do I have?
That means it's real. That means it's real because Mark.
This is why we do last week.
Yes, I'm so glad. I didn't even think to ask, but Mark does have the kind of brain that could either do it or can put it in a computer to do it. So let's see what we find out.
It's something like, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something like, 600 tons of gold times troy ounces times this times that times that. And my brother said, I assume he means 6 ton and not 600. If that's the case, then it's 8 point some million after taxes, 5 point something. And then the rest of the family is like, well, I thought it was a lot more than that. It's not worth the fucking effort.
I love how even doing the math is work. It's like, oh yeah. Man, I don't even know if I want this gold. 8 days, I don't know. 7 billion? Keep it. Oh man. And then lastly, you guys do the Sue Costello Rickroll. That seems
<Isn't> that funny.
Amazing concept.
Let me explain this.
Can you explain it? Yeah.
Sure. So you have me, Adam, and Craig. We have our little buddy group list. We send memes and dumb jokes. And but what we try to do is send a link that tricks you to clicking on it and going to see Sue Costello when she goes live on Instagram, and you'll always be the only one there, and she will immediately talk to you. And it's the greatest. And then Adam will be like, I'm here. Come on, join. It'll be fun. I'm the only one. Keith! I'm like, God damn it. Internet's in and out. Click. Okay, I'm in there, Adam, but where are you? God damn it!
Oh, no.
She's changing the world literally one person at a time.
I don't want to laugh at that. I really don't. I think I have a special feel for Sue. I don't know. Because I think like something's up, you know?
Yeah, something's up, the truth, and it's coming out any day now. Wake up, sheep.
Yeah. People tell all the time, Sue, something.
Sue, you're the best. Sue, these men are taking advantage. Sue. And I knew it all. Yes, you don't have to tell me. And the truth is coming.
That's so great.
Oh, no.
Because there's nothing more awkward than being in an IG live and you're the only one watching. Even if the person's not fucking talking crazy, yeah. It's like, I need other people to come so I can leave.
You're right. Right.
Because on the thing, it tells you joined and everybody see that you joined.
Oh, and then you got to go, no thanks.
Yeah. I follow these IG models, and if they go live, is always, first of all, when they go live, it's never something sexy and cool. It's always something dramatic and fucked up. But at least I never have to be the only one. So if I actually, I'm just like, oh no, I was looking for my friend. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to care about your life. I just want to see butts. You know what I mean? Like this is becoming too personal. But one person, it's like one person, you feel like I gotta stay. Like every once I have a content creator or a friend, it's like, I'm gonna go live on Instagram and talk about blank. And then you're like, well, I guess I gotta be here.
That's sometimes why I don't click on IG. It's like, what if I am one of one or one of three?
Right. One of one.
Just because it, I might have just wanted to like see it for 5 minutes or I have a minute. Right. Oh, it's my friend or whatever. But now, ooh.
Right. I heart type, emoji. Oops.
I type, I don't know how computers work. And then I leave.
Yeah. Oh, I've been hacked.
I want to stay, but I was hacked. I'm at work.
Last week on Keith and a Girl, now that Bianca is getting Diesel again, mm-hmm. seems like she's back to moving briskly along. That episode mm-hmm. was kind of short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She started dragging her feet like us.
She got to get back on these dicks out here. She got to get back in the weight room. She ain't got time.
She don't went through menopause. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't blame her. And lastly, Chew 88 wheels up. Cilantro scissor slicer is some bullshit. I'm with you on this, Keith.
Of course.
100%. You were right.
They do suck them scissors because we've had a pair and they cut. They don't cut worth a damn.
And they're hard to clean after.
Yes. Don't cut I am me. Blaming the victim for all three of you here. Wow. Cilantro scissors. Wow. Wow. Cilantro yes. scissors. I'm going to just yes. keep feeding with that. Cilantro scissors.
Keith, pull up a YouTube.
Oh, I've chopped parsley before, but cilantro. I need special scissors.
Well, Keith, you can use them for anything. Video. It doesn't know that it's cilantro, you know.
Okay. It pull just up has a YouTube 17 video blades. Of an infomercial for these scissors because they don't look like that on the infomercial. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I bought them because they cut meat slices. And I said, man, you know what? I'm tired of cutting cilantro. That way, it makes it so much easier. And that's not, they never show you that part on the fucking ad.
No, they don't.
They show you the guy in black and white cutting it and then cuts his fingers off. They show you that part. And you're like, oh, I wish I had some fucking scissors. I'd have two hands still.
Yeah. The only infomercial that I ever watched that actually delivered on what it was supposed to do was the very first George Foreman grill. That true. Shit did exactly what it was supposed to do. And I was not disappointed. I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's supposed to do. Everything else, false advertisement, fake news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Newsy also brought up that Keith's propensity to go to be fooled by the best blank in town.
Sure.
Yep.
Should be did that DoorDash say the best shrimp parmesan in town?
You son of a gun.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for this week on last week. We had a good week.
Can fun. I say, you know, Q&A is coming this Wednesday and he dropped bombs on Reddit. I don't know if you saw his latest. I am so. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I'm about to go on his Reddit on the Reddit there right
is,
now.
There is a dead body alert.
Oh no!
Yes, yes. This time it wasn't about creating life. It was about there's a dead body. He had an interaction.
What the hell?
Yep, he leaves little hints. And what's
one
funny
hell
is
of a life.
I got the whole story. He puts a picture of himself and just a couple words on it, and I'm like, did you? Is this a whole, am I making this right? Cause I'm old. I'm like, I need paragraphs. And he's yes. like, this tried to happens. Revive him. Didn't happen anyway. I'm like,
this
oh,
is what happens
God.
When he takes a week off from fucking.
People die.
People die.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Get back to fucking, dude. We can't have
wheels up, man.
Keep their blood pumping.
Yeah. Just get those wheels up, man. It's a lot of pressure going on here.
Wheels up, and then I find that he names his episode Wheels Up, and now it's never gonna go away. Now Wheels Up is a thing for sure. I fucking yeah. love Newsy's titles of his episode. Oh, shout and if you're not reading Lerman. Descriptions with Rod and Karen, Bianca, Newsy, if you're not reading descriptions, you're missing out on some of this because I know you guys read it in like a short amount of time, but it is so much fun to read. It's a great start to the show. So if you're not reading the descriptions, you're missing out.
Thank you. I don't have anything else to talk about. Anybody else?
I'll mention that you remember, for those in the know, on our forums, we had Sketchal, this person who changed her name to Nord yes. Shalamander, whatever the fuck. And it's, you know, libtards this, everything, you know, just on and on and on. And then, you know, somebody brought up, hey, idiot, I know you're the fucker. You have fake names and you're a weirdo. He's like, no, I'm not. And because I'm working on this dead emails book, I go, you have to take a month off. I don't have time for more liars today. So he's yeah. banned for a month. That's just a little fun thing.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness.
Okay.
But like every time I got an update on the forums email, it'd be like, this motherfucker replied again. It's like, again? Aren't you like a super, some type of scientist or some shit? When do you have the time?
George Floyd got what he deserved. To clarify, and I'm like, you don't have to clarify, okay? Yeah, how about we just clear. Say we believe you and end it? We get it.
Oh man, yeah, he reminds me of your dad. Like,
why honestly. Can't we have a dialogue about abolishing Juneteenth?
Right?
No, we don't. No,
you said it was an AR-15,
yeah,
fully automatic. It was an AR-15 with an alternator automatic stock barrel. Like, what the fuck are you talking? So, therefore, Keith, I'd wait on an apology to the audience.
I go, hey, how do I get you out of my life? And he goes, if you admit that you lie to your audience about politics. I'm like, I admit it. Can you leave now? Well, I have to stay for my duty. I'm like,
he even said, like, and Rod, you have to apologize as well. Well, and I was like, yes, me too. I am so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all sorry. We're all sorry. Take a month and accept our apologies.
Yeah. I can't get more sorrier than I am. It will be. This is the sorriest I've ever been.
By the way, I look forward to Susie Salamander coming on the forums and seeing what they have to say. Bet you it's a little right wing.
It is weird that Sketch Owl never posted again.
Right.
After that day he got caught being two people, Sketch Owl decided they were not interested in ever logging back in and leaving a comment. That is interesting.
What a life. Can you fucking imagine?
I can't.
I really can. I've seen it.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Everybody go watch The Old Man. It's on FX and Hulu. I know him that doesn't have it, but that's my recommendation for the week. It's a great show.
Sorry, I won't give you Hulu, Henda. Sorry. I know it's petty, but.
I'm about to say, you can do it through the company, Henda. Don't you own shit?
Okay, it's not
through the company.
For the record, I'm happy to pay for these kinds of subscriptions. I really am. I just know that right now I have HBO and Netflix. And if I add another one, it's going to be a waste of my money because I'm not going to be accustomed to it yet. So I have to like get a list and then add a platform. Does that make sense?
No.
All right. I lost all of you.
we still like you. I think that's what's the most important thing.
She's saying, why would I have another kid now? I already have too many.
Everybody, you got the five.
How much love am I on it? How much love am I supposed to give people? Okay. Yeah, I actually have on Hulu you can make profiles. So I just made my friend Basia a profile. And I'm just like, here's a password. Go ham.
Yeah, I like us having our own profile because prior to that, I'll be just be fucking Roderick shit up. So I need my own profile.
Yeah.
So all right, I'm out of stuff. That was it.